War and Peace in the Solas of the Heidelberg Catechism by Reverend Angus Stewart. The Christian's calling to engage in holy war against the lie and his enjoyment of the blessing of spiritual peace can both be helpfully summarized in the Heidelberg Catechism's teaching on the five solas of the Reformation. Sola is Latin for alone or only. Salvation is by faith alone in Christ alone, through grace alone, to the glory of God alone, according to Scripture alone. The solas exclude and so fight against all that adds to the truth of the gospel, for in reality any addition takes away from it, and so denies it. The solas give us peace because they shut us up to the only comfort of God's rich and free salvation. We are justified before the Holy One only by a true faith, answer 60, or by faith only, question and answer 61, without the deeds of the law, Romans 3 verse 28. This is great profit to the believer, for he or she is righteous in Christ before God and an heir of eternal life, question and answer 59. In short, we are made partakers of Christ and all his benefits by faith only, question 65. This first sola, faith alone, militates against any and all other ways of receiving and applying to ourselves or imputed righteousness. Answer 61. And preserves us so that we may never be condemned before the tribunal of God. Answer 56. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5 verse 1. Lord's Day 11 proclaims Jesus as the only Savior. Question 30. And the only Deliverer and Savior, since he is the complete Savior, and we find all things in him necessary to our salvation. Answer 30. Thus we ought not to seek, neither can find salvation in any other. Answer 29. With its eye, especially on Roman Catholicism, the Catechism asks, do such then believe in Jesus, the only Savior, who seek their salvation and welfare of saints, of themselves or anywhere else? Question 30. Its answer is simple and direct. They do not, for though they boast of him in words, yet in deeds they deny Jesus, the only Deliverer and Savior. Answer 30. Christ alone negates and opposes all other alleged saviors or co-saviors. Christ is our only high priest, who redeemed us by the one sacrifice of his body, answer 31, for it is the only propitiatory sacrifice, answer 37. The Heidelberger emphasizes this truth, especially in connection with the sacraments, which direct us to that one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross, answer 66, as the only ground of our salvation, question 67. For the Holy Ghost teaches us in the gospel and assures us by the sacraments that the whole of our salvation depends upon the one sacrifice of Christ which he offered for us on the cross. Answer 67. Regarding the first sacrament, we are admonished and assured by holy baptism that the one sacrifice of Christ upon the cross is of real advantage to us. Question 69. For the blood of Jesus Christ only, applied by the Holy Ghost, can cleanse us from all sin. Answer 72. Likewise, the Lord's Supper admonishes and assures us that that one sacrifice of Christ accomplished at Calvary, question 75, is the only sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which he himself accomplished on the cross. Answer 80. This is of unspeakable comfort to the elect, because with respect to the justice and truth of God, satisfaction for our sins could be made no otherwise than by the death of the Son of God. Answer 40. Confer Lord's Days 4 through 6. For only the satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ is my righteousness before God. Answer 61. The gospel of Christ alone explains the origin of and justifies the Catechism's condemnation of the blasphemous sacrament of Roman Catholicism, since the Mass teaches that the living and the dead have not the pardon of sins through the sufferings of Christ, unless Christ is also daily covered up for them by the priests. The Mass, at bottom, is nothing else than a denial of the one sacrifice and sufferings of Jesus Christ. Answer 80. Christ is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verse 6, to those who trust in him alone. But the Divine Warrior, Isaiah 63, verse 1 through 4, Revelation 19, verse 11, against all who reject him or deny him as the only complete Savior and his all-sufficient cross. The Heidelberger's treatment of true faith includes the intimately related doctrines of grace alone and Christ alone, to me also, remission of sin, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God, merely of grace, only for the sake of Christ's merits. Question and answer 21. Lord's Day 23 mentions all of the three solas we have spoken of so far in this article. I am righteous before God, question 60, only by a true faith, and only of mere grace, answer 60. Because only the satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ is my righteousness before God, answer 61. The Reformation gospel of grace alone is always engaged in a holy warfare against salvation by man's works. For we are delivered from our misery merely of grace, through Christ, without any merit of ours, question 86. Every true believer confesses that it is without any merit of mine, but only of mere grace, that I am righteous before God, through Christ, question and answer 60. This is the comforting, antithetical gospel of the sovereign grace of our covenant God. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 9. The one only true and eternal God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, subsisting in one only divine essence. Question and answer 25. To him all glory is due for our creation, our redemption, and our sanctification. Answer 24. As the only true God, we must know, glorify, and trust in him alone, and expect all good things from him only. Answer 94. Since the Mass teaches that Christ is bodily under the form of bread and wine, and therefore is to be worshipped in them, it is an accursed idolatry. Answer 80. For idolatry is, instead of, or besides, that one true God, who has manifested himself in his word, to contrive or have any other object in which men place their trust. Answer 95. Because Jehovah is the only true God, the first commandment impels us to avoid and flee from all idolatry, sorcery, soothsaying, superstition, and invocation of saints or any other creatures. Article 94. Answer 94. Regarding the third commandment, the Heidelberger argues that since God is the only one who knows the heart, we must not swear by saints or any other creatures. Question and answer 102. Thus the Catechism proceeds from the truth of God alone and the first and third commandments to condemn especially Romanism for praying to and swearing by saints or any other creatures. Answer 94 and 102. Moving from the Decalogue, which is in the first section of the third part of the Heidelberger on gratitude, we come to prayer, which is the chief part of thankfulness. Answer 116. We learn here that we must, from the heart, pray to the one true God only. Answer 117. The exposition of the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer explains that, since Jehovah is the only fountain of all good, we must withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in him. Answer 125. God alone is the strength and peace of all his children, as the psalmist confessed, truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Psalm 62, verse 1 through 2. The truth that Scripture alone is the supreme standard and rule for faith and life, confer Belgic Confession 7, is not expressly stated in the Heidelberg Catechism, as are the other four solas, but it may be easily deduced from it by good and necessary consequence. Confer Westminster Confession 1, 6. The one true God only has manifested himself in his word. Answer 117. And we know of the mediator from the holy gospel. Answer 19. Therefore it is necessary for a Christian to believe all things promised us in the gospel. Question and answer 22. Since Jehovah rules us by his word, which is blessed to our hearts and lives by his spirit, the second petition of the Lord's Prayer, Thy Kingdom Come, includes praying against all wicked counsels devised against God's holy word. Answer 123. The Heidelberger specifies two such ungodly attacks against Scripture, founding good works on our imaginations or the institutions of men. Answer 91. And worshiping him in any other way than he has commanded in his word. Answer 96. Through my precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Psalm 119, verse 104. This is a call to holy war for the Christian. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. This is the way of spiritual peace for the believer. Beginning with our only comfort in life and death, question 1, our catechism includes and presents both positively and negatively the five great solas of the biblical and reformed faith. Only by maintaining these five gospel solas can we and do we confess that our only comfort in life and death is that I with body and soul, both in life and death, am not my own, but belong unto my faithful Savior Jesus Christ. Question and answer 1.